For centuries, the Chinese martial arts have remained mired in myth and secrecy. Until now, Master C.P. Ong has written the book Tai Chi Chuan, Cultivating Inner Strength. And this is the book he will be signing and speaking about here in El Paso at the History Museum 2 weeks from today. C.P. is joining us now from his very chilly home in Potomac, Maryland. Welcome, C.P.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Before we address exactly how your book is different, let's talk a little bit about how you came to write that book. Where were you born? Where did you grow up? And where were you educated?
Well, I grew up in Malaysia, and of course went to school there, and then I went to University of Western Australia, where I did my undergraduate, and after that, I came over to Berkeley to do my graduate work in mathematics.
So you are a PhD in mathematics.
That's correct, yes.
And what was your first exposure to Tai Chi or the martial arts? How did you get into it?
Well, you know, this sort of things, when you were young, you get exposed to certain things, right? Mm-hmm. So just like some of us in the West might be fascinated by comic heroes, you know, when we were young, we were also influenced by Chinese martial heroes, you know.
Absolutely.
So things like kung fu and martial arts were always something that intrigued me. Mm-hmm. So particularly Tai Chi, you know, something that seemingly, you know, slow moving and yet supposedly to have some little moves, you know, so when they are presented in movies, it's very irresistible.
Oh, yes.
So at the back of my mind, I've always said, well, maybe if I had the chance, I would try to do Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm. It looks like magic. So there's
that
intrigue about it. So was there a particular incident or a moment when it became more than just something you were curious about, when it really infected you with?
Well, it really started, you see, in Berkeley, when I was there, a master came into town from Taiwan, and he was a Tai Chi master, Y.C. Jiang, Master Jiang. And I was, I guess, completely, you know, floored by his the fluidity of his motion, and yet very clearly that although he was moving so slowly, there was a lot of strength in whatever he was doing, you see? So I signed up immediately.
You were your first in line.
And never stopped since then.
Now, this was in the early 70s.
70s, that's right. In fact, it's 71, 72. So the amazing thing, you know, Monica, was that although I wasn't looking for anything in particular, like health issues or whatever, magical, you know, but a few weeks after the practice, I was amazed that all of a sudden, my insomnia, I was suffering from insomnia, you know, been having to work so hard in mathematics.
Oh, yes, that's how to keep your brain going.
My insomnia, right? And also my irregular bowels, kind of within weeks, just disappeared.
Well, all right, you've already converted half the planet with just those two things.
So, of course, with that, you know, you just get motivated.
It was like you had discovered a fountain of some kind of
rejuvenation. Of thoughts, yes.
Well, now, you have put a tremendous amount of research, obviously, into this book, Tai Chi Chuan, Cultivating Inner Strength. How did you come about the experience of having firsthand access to the Chen masters? How did
See, everything has a lot to do with political changes. You know, in China, opened up in 1978, the Japanese went in there, and from there, the masters from China were able to come out. So, of course, we all knew the origins where Tai Chi Chuan boxing originated. Mm-hmm. So when masters came out, were able to come out from China itself, this was in 1996, 97.
Mm-hmm. Fairly recent.
The first master came out was Master Chen Zhenlei from Chen Village, okay? Mm-hmm. And then on the same year, Chen Xiaowang, a cousin of his, distant cousin of his, came too. Not at the same time, but in the space of a few months. Mm-hmm. And the following year, another master from Chen Village by the name of Zhu Tianchai came too. And these three we call them like the three superstars, the gems of Tai Chi masters from Chen Village itself. So you see, in that short period, I was suddenly exposed to three great masters.
And you were actually like their tour coordinator, were you not? You organized their annual tours in the United States?
Yes, I did. I was so kind of caught up with what I saw what they had to offer. So I did what I could to help them set up workshops, travel with them, translate for them and all that.
Wow. So intense exposure.
In the period of 10 years, I came to know them quite well.
And this was right at the time when in the United States, about all we knew, I remember as a kid sitting there wide-eyed looking at Kung Fu with David Carradine, Grasshopper.
Well, actually, Kung Fu,
yes.
Came into the American living room in the 70s. You know,
that was
David
that
Carradine,
much further.
The Kung
oh, that's
Fu
right.
series. And then before that, there was Bruce Lee
yes.
with his Enter the Dragon, you know. And you remember the song, I think Douglas something, Kung Fu Fighting, you
oh,
know,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So the Kung Fu consciousness actually had been building that early on.
Yes, the seeds had been planted.
Some time for the martial arts to come out of Chinatown to mainstream, more or less to more mainstream community centers.
Yes. Well, now, I've heard reference to the, is it Four Tigers of Chen Village?
That is correct. So, and the names I mentioned were three of the
three
Four Tigers.
Three of the Four Tigers of Chen
yes,
Village.
Yes,
these
yes.
are the greats, the global greats, the masters
yes,
of Tai
that
Chi.
That is correct.
And you spent time in their company and have produced a book that now, rather than shade everything so carefully from really being accessible, this book is spelling it out, what we have termed the secrets of Tai Chi. When did you decide that you were the one who needed to do this, to allow us to learn about
it,
these
it actually
things?
Kind of in a sense forced the, you know, when you look, when you are exposed to the masters, right,
mm-hmm.
and when you begin to comprehend, to understand the art, and you have a chance to see what you think you not just theorize, but you're able to match what you think, philosophize, and what they do, what they perform, what mm-hmm. they're capable of, right? When you're able to put it together, then all of a sudden it came to a point where it didn't make sense for me not to share that with the rest of the world. So it took me a while to kind of decide on that.
Yes.
You know, the usual thing, the secret, so to speak, of the art. Am I supposed to be revealing all that?
Well, and yet, do you really think, is there a particular danger that anyone who has never studied the martial arts is going to read your book and suddenly become a danger to themselves or others?
Not quite.
Not likely.
But it is actually Tai Chi Chuan. The training and the practice of Tai Chi Chuan, the main thing about it is its methodology.
Yes.
In other words, you don't have to know the theory. You don't have to know too much of Chinese culture. You don't mm-hmm. have to know very much. You just step in and get your feet wet and follow the methodology, just like I did when I first joined.
Yes.
And you'll be amazed that immediately, within weeks, you will enjoy some of the health benefits, whether you are looking for them or not.
And so, really, this book is written for all levels. It's absolutely fascinating, the information, especially for anyone who has studied Tai Chi for some time. But when you come here, you will be here in El Paso 2 weeks from today, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the El Paso History Museum, and you'll be talking about your book and perhaps doing some demonstrations.
Oh, more than talking about the book, I was hoping to convey, in essence, what Tai Chi is, without
mm-hmm.
getting too much into the esoteric ideas of Tai Chi,
yes.
but to be able to present it for what it is.
Yes.
You know, how is it the slow motion exercise can benefit you in certain ways, your health?
Mm-hmm.
How can it help you in whatever that you are trying to get your body.
The
problem is, how do you generate motion the way that is satisfactory to you, whether it be martial arts or sports?
And if you were to sum up the difference, basically, between exercise, as most of the Western world knows it, going to the gym or running or endless hours on the elliptical, versus Tai Chi. Is there a way to...
I think an easy way to think about it is this, okay? Of course, you know the main characteristic is slow motion. But it's not just slow motion. Otherwise, you can just go to the remote switch, control switch, and flip, yes, slow down the motion of any action, and you get Tai Chi motion. But that's not it, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, but what is the difference between physical exercise and Tai Chi exercise? After all, Tai Chi exercise consists of body motions as well, so it's physical too, right?
Yes.
So the main difference is this, I think, at the very beginning, when you exercise, the motion is all mostly, let's say when you play sports, you're going after a ball. Or when you exercise, you're listening to music. So everything you're doing, the exercise itself is driven by some external factor.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So having to go for the ball, having to hit something, having to strike something. Right?
Keep up with the rhythm of the music.
Yeah, to the rhythm of the music, or to imitate some form. So it's externally driven.
Yes.
Okay, Tai Chi is completely different in that. You try to understand internally the energy going through the action.
Yes.
So there is this internal aspect of it. Now, of course, it's kind of difficult over the phone to tell you about it. So I hope that some of us will show up and we can actually see it demonstrated at the event.
Absolutely. That is what makes this so fascinating, is to learn. It's almost like a different physical language. My guest today is Master C.P. Ong. He is speaking to us from his home in Potomac, Maryland. He'll be here 2 weeks from today. That'll be Saturday, January 25th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the El Paso History Museum. That's at 510 North Santa Fe, where you can buy his book titled Tai Chi Chuan, Cultivating Inner Strength. Then the following day, Sunday, January 26th, there will be 2 2-hour workshops at the Texas School of Tai Chi. That's at 6200 Bluff Trail. You can look up details on that workshop at texastaichi.net or call 760-5196. And Master Ong's book is available also through Amazon.com. CP, thank you so very, very much. And I'm so looking forward to your presentations here in El Paso.
Thank you so much.